Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Care Of, a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamin and supplement packs right to your door. For 25% off your first order of personalized Care Of vitamins, visit takecareof.com and enter promo code AC. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry and I am your host. So I think to some degree everyone wants to succeed. I don't think anyone wakes up in the morning saying, I can't wait to fail today. No one does that. But if you asked someone, and I've asked many people, what is that definition of success for you? What does success look like today, this week, this year, in your life, in your career, in your relationships, in your work? What does success look like? Often they come back with a very vague answer that sounds like it could come from anyone. It doesn't sound unique at all, at least not unique to their circumstances. And I think this is a fundamental problem that we have. I think sometimes we're aiming for something that we haven't even defined. I call this chasing vapor. We're basically running after something, but we're not even sure what it is we're running after. And listen, that is what the creative process is. Often we are chasing after something that we haven't quite fully seen yet, and we're trying to form patterns from what we have seen and turn them into something valuable. And I get that. But when it comes to our life and our career, we need at least some sort of target, some sort of vague understanding of what success looks like. And so on today's show, I'm going to talk about what it means to redefine success and redefine failure heading into 2019 and see if we can't get a little bit more concrete about how we're pursuing our goals and our ambitions in the coming year. Before we do, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by brand new sponsor, Care Of. So even when you try to maintain a healthy diet, it can be really hard to get all the nutrients that your body needs for long-term health and even for creative health, for mental health, right? To help you stay engaged, to help you have ideas. Vitamins can fill in the important gaps that your body is missing from your diet or give you an extra boost where you need it. 90% of people fall short of FDA recommended guidelines for at least one vitamin or nutrient. So Care Of's fun online quiz makes it really easy to figure out what vitamins and supplements you specifically need to help you achieve your goals. The short quiz asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices, and it uses these to create personalized vitamin packs just for you. It's simple, and it takes only a few minutes to get your personalized supplement recommendations. Recommendations are based on clinical research and traditional medicine with input from doctors and nutritionists, and your subscription box includes individually wrapped packets with your specific vitamins and supplements for easy grab and go. You receive a 30-day supply shipped right to your door. And frankly, it costs about 20% less when compared to similar brands at local drug and health food stores. So I had a chance to take Care Of's online quiz. It was so easy. And actually, as they began asking me about my goals, I realized I haven't really even defined this for myself, is what we're going to talk about on the show today. I haven't defined what my nutritional goals are. And the quiz was so easy, so simple. It took just a couple of minutes. And within a couple of minutes, I had a personalized recommendation for the supplements that will help me achieve those goals. So here's the deal. For 25% off your first month of personalized Care Of vitamins, just visit takecareof.com and enter promo code AC. That's 25% off your first month. Just go to takecareof.com and enter AC at checkout. We thank Care Of for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. So when was the last time you failed at something? And how did you know that you had failed? So a lot of discussion happens in entrepreneurial and creative circles around the subject of failure. There are some who argue that failure is a critical part of growth, and others argue that failure is over-celebrated and that the cultural obsession with failing fast and failing often is encouraging the wrong kind of focus. I think sometimes we can have kind of a failure fetish where we say, I failed. Well, failure is never the objective, of course, right? I've even heard people say, I would never trust somebody who hasn't failed. Well, I get that sentiment. I do. But, you know, failing in and of itself isn't necessarily good unless you actually learn something from that failure. I was watching an interview with Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, and she's one of Forbes' richest people. And in the interview and in the Forbes article, she shares that when she was a child, her father made it a habit to ask on a regular basis, what did you fail at this week? At the dinner table. Can you imagine having that conversation? And when she replied nothing, he would retort, oh, that's too bad. And of this ritual, she says that her definition of failure became not trying, not the outcome. Because her father reframed what failure looks like for her, her definition of failing became not trying instead of not hitting an outcome, not hitting a mark. So our definition of failure defines more about us than we may realize, because the fear of failure is one of the most frequent sources of creative paralysis. And we've talked about this many, many times on the show, and I've recently had two episodes about this on the Daily Creative Podcast as well. When the perceived threat of potential consequence outweighs the perceived benefits of success, we stop acting. We don't take strategic risk. And we don't put ourselves in positions where we could fail, even in small ways. And notice the word perceived in that sentence. These consequences are often illusory, but in our mind, they're as real as a tiger staring us down from the bushes, right? The problem is that we can go for days, weeks, months, years, even lifetimes without ever really getting to the bottom of this fear. And the result is that when we forfeit our best work, we often look back and we realize it's because we were paralyzed by these perceived consequences, the perceived consequences of failure. So the two things that will paralyze us creatively faster than any others are, number one, we haven't defined success. And number two, we haven't defined failure. If we don't have a clear definition of what we're trying to do, of what success looks like, of what it will look like if we actually accomplish our objectives, we're going to spin out. We're going to chase the bright and shiny object. We're going to do whatever is fashionable, whatever is in vogue, whatever other people think we should do, because it's what they would do in our circumstances. And simultaneously, if we don't have a clear definition of what missing the mark looks like, we will experience paralysis. We will encounter these perceived consequences of failure, perceived consequences of not hitting the mark, and we will become paralyzed because we're afraid of what might happen to us if these illusory things happen. The simple act of clarifying these two concepts can immediately yield courage for your creative efforts. So let's tackle them one at a time. Number one, we haven't defined success. What does this mean? It means that we haven't clearly defined the problems that we're trying to solve, and we haven't clearly defined what it is, what it will look like when we're on the other side of that project. What is it that you're really trying to do? What is it? Let's just think about this from a, not even from a specific and concrete work standpoint, in terms of your life. What is it you're really aiming for? What are you trying to build? What are you trying to do? Where are you trying to go? What will it look like when you get there? How will you know that you have arrived? I've had the privilege of sitting down with a lot of very successful business people. And I will tell you that not all of them, but a lot of them feel a kind of unrest, a kind of paranoia. And many of them, even in these moments of great success, feel a bit like a failure because they feel like they're not measuring up to some invisible standard that they've set for themselves because they themselves haven't even defined what success looks like. They don't even know what they're shooting for. Even though they've achieved a lot in their life, they're still chasing vapor. Are you chasing vapor? What will success look like for you in your life? I encourage you to take some time, and I wrote about this in my book, Die Empty, but I encourage you to take some time and to define what success would look like for you. Think about all of the areas of your life. Think about professionally. Think about in terms of your family, your friends. Think about financially. What does success look like for you? Personal growth. What would it look like for you to be engaged in a kind of personal growth that would feel satisfying, fulfilling, and successful to you? What does that look like? What does success look like? You cannot achieve something if you don't understand what it is you're aiming for. You're always going to feel like you're chasing vapor. So how do you define success? I believe, and I wrote about this in the Accidental Creative, I believe that how you define greatness defines you. Because it defines how you're going to spend your days. It defines what you're going to be chasing, what you're willing to sell out in order to accomplish something says a lot about you. And so how you define greatness often defines you and defines your life in significant ways. So I encourage you to sit down and think about what your definition of success is. What does a successful life look like for you in those areas of your life, in those different spheres? And then have a conversation with someone that you care about, someone who cares about you, someone who wants the best for you, and talk about your definition of success. And by the way, do this with a friend, do this with a peer, right? And if you want to do it with a group of us in Accidental Creative World, go to the collective, collective.accidentalcreative.com. I'm going to pose a question in the collective this week, you know, how do you define success? And I'm really curious to hear what the answers are. So go to collective.accidentalcreative.com to join that conversation. Let's talk about defining failure. What does failure look like to you? And again, I mentioned earlier that some people I've met feel like failures, but they haven't even defined failure. The moment in Sarah Blakely's life where her father said, "Oh, it's too bad you didn't fail this week," completely reframed her perspective because she realized that failure wasn't an event, that it was in many ways a rite of passage, that failure was simply another mark on the road to eventual success if you've actually defined what success looks like, right? And if you don't treat failure as final, as Winston Churchill once quipped, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts." So how are you going to think about failure? What would failure look like? And as you think about a project, a very specific work project, what would failure look like in this instance? So define it, understand it, know what it is. Once you begin to define things, once you put terms to them, once you begin to make them concrete, they tend to lose some of their power over you, the power of paralysis that they hold on you, because you're no longer dealing with the perceived consequences of failure. You're dealing with actual, tactical, practical, concrete things. Okay, so we don't have a clear definition of what we're trying to do, we're going to spin out. And if we don't have a clear definition of what missing the mark means, we're going to experience paralysis. The simple act of clarifying these two concepts can immediately yield courage for our creative efforts. So something to think about this week. How do you define failure? And how do you define success? Hey, again, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Share them in the collective at collective.accidentalcreative.com or send them to me at interact@accidentalcreative.com. If you like this episode, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. You can do that at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe if you'd like to get the emails containing every episode and all of our new content as it's released. Also, my other show is called The Daily Creative. I encourage you to check it out. It's released daily. Just has a quick tip, idea, principle to help you be more effective. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.